recently been his distasteful duty to be present at a private showing of the super film Palettes of Passion, and he replied to his nephew's communication with a vibrant letter in which he emphasized the grievous pain it gave him to think that one of his flesh and blood should deliberately be embarking on a career which must inevitably lead sooner or later to the painting of Russian princesses lying on divans in the semi-nude with their arms around tamed jaguars. He urged Lancelot to return and become a curate while there was yet time. But Lancelot was firm. He deplored the rift between himself and a relative whom he'd always respected, but he was dashed if he meant to go back to an environment where his individuality had been stifled and his soul confined in chains, and for 4 years there was silence between uncle and nephew. During these years, Lancelot had made progress in his chosen profession. At the time at which this story opens, his prospects seemed bright. He was painting the portrait of Brenda, only daughter of Mr. and Mrs. B.B. Carberry Purbright of 11 Maxton Square, South Kensington, which meant £30 in his sock on delivery. He'd learned to cook eggs and bacon. He had practically mastered the ukulele, and in addition, he was engaged to be married to a fearless young vers libre